Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Our first case this morning is Rosa Chuck versus Holder, case number 12-3621. Mr. Bratton.
Thank you. Can I reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal? May it please the Court, I'm Scott Bratton on behalf of the petitioner in this case, Rosa Chuck. The case involves an application for asylum, withholding, and removal in CAT. For purposes of review of this court, the only things that we're contesting are the withholding and CAT claims because the asylum was barred by the one-year issue, and this court doesn't have jurisdiction over that. Ms. Chuck is a citizen of Belize and is Mayan. Her husband is a native of China. Chinese make up an extremely small percentage of the population in Belize. They were living in Belize at the time and the incident occurred and opened up a business there. The main incident that occurred in this case occurred in January of 2001. At that time, Ms. Chalk and her husband were working at their business when two men she describes in her I-589 or asylum application as being Creole came into the store. They had guns and knives, and ultimately Ms. Chalk's husband was shot in the back, and the store was robbed. And as the record indicates, Chinese business owners are frequently targeted by Creoles for robberies in Belize. Ms. Chalk testified at her asylum hearing that she believes that she and her husband were targeted because she is Mayan and or he is a Chinese individual who owns a business in Belize.
I understand that's her belief, but what in the record shows that the robbers had that motive, had their ethnicity or difference in ethnicity as the motive for the robbery?
Well, there's a couple of things that we pointed to in the brief. Number one, there was an issue as to the identity of the attackers. The police report indicates they were Creole as well as her 589. She stated at the hearing that they were black. We would submit that the background evidence in the case, including the articles at 159, 162, and 166 and 67 of the administrative record, show that Chinese business owners are targeted in Belize, that the Chinese are not respected.
So with respect to the robbery itself, you're relying on the difference in the ethnicity and then these reports. Nothing that was said or the way the robbery was done or...
There was nothing that was said during the robbery, although the background evidence indicates these types of robberies targeting Chinese business owners are common in Belize. But the individuals, the record doesn't indicate that the individuals during the time of the robbery stated anything. So what we're relying on is the background evidence. Ms. Chalk eventually learned who she believed were the robbers subsequent to the robbery in January of 2001, and she believes that these were individuals that were involved in other robberies of Chinese business owners. But we would submit that one thing that was overlooked by the agency in this case was the evidence in the record that indicates that Chinese business owners are targeted, and they're not targeted for only robbery. That there's been many instances of murders, and there was an article submitted regarding the murder of a 14-year-old child of a Chinese business owner who happened to be in the store. So this
that's
is something.
That's where the money is. That, you know, it's old Willie Sutton. You know, why do you rob banks? Says, that's where the money is. And Chinese business owners are successful. There are many places where Chinese may go in and set up business or enterprise. And so that's where the money is, and Belize apparently is high crime country. It's not a separate social group as much as it is as people who have money and bad people want it.
Well, let's admit that Chinese business owners aren't the only individuals who have money in Belize. Secondly, there's no indication.
They're the only ones who get robbed?
Not the only ones that get robbed because there's general crime, but their businesses are targeted. So their businesses are specifically targeted for robbery, and that has to do with the resentment of the Chinese in the country. That the articles show that people in Belize don't like the Chinese because they're hardworking, they work a lot of hours, And many of them are successful, although it's unclear from the record how successful this particular business was. The testimony was that they made, I guess, enough to get by. But, I mean, the fact that there was money there and it was taken, our position is that they were targeted specifically because of their particular situation. And this type of thing does happen in the country. And
well, the agency really did account for that background information in its decision, and just didn't give it the kind of weight that you're arguing here. Isn't that the kind of thing that we give substantial deference to under the substantial evidence standard?
Well, I think the agency actually looked at the country report and didn't really look at the evidence that we submitted regarding Chinese business owners being targeted. Because we cited to and presented a number of articles below, including the ones that I cited to previously, showing that they are targeted. And the board and the immigration judges classified this as general random violence that, you know, happens in throughout Belize. But that isn't the case here, and that's not what our position is. Our position is that they were specifically targeted. There's no doubt that there's a high crime rate in Belize.
The agency did note the anti-Asian antipathy in particular. Just didn't give it a great deal of consideration, but that's a matter of weight and not something that the agency completely overlooked.
Well, that was something that was addressed with respect to the government's, whether the government condoned the attacks or whether they were able to control the individuals involved. That wasn't specifically addressed with respect to the nexus issue. They didn't raise that with respect to the nexus issue. Additionally, they said, you know, that there's some anti-Chinese bias in the country. I would submit that the records show that there's a lot more than some when these business owners are being targeted, that they're being murdered. It was so bad there that the Chinese business owners got together in 2011 and decided to close their stores for a day in protest of the murders that were going on in the country and their perception that the police were doing nothing to control what was going on. So I would submit that the record evidence in the case does show that there is a nexus. The belief of Ms. Chalk and her husband as to what happened in Belize was based on what they observed, what was going on in the country at the time, and also what she later learned about the identity of the attackers. So I would submit that there has been a nexus. The standard is whether a protected ground is one central reason for the harm. And it doesn't have to be the only reason. The fact that there was a robbery doesn't necessarily mean that this wasn't one central reason, and I would submit in this case that this was one central reason. And we would also submit that the government has reflected through the background evidence that I have cited is unable to take the steps to stop these individuals. They weren't able to stop them. In this case, the resources for the government and the police force are inadequate in the country, and I would submit that they are unable and unwilling to control those that harmed Ms. Chalk in this case. I'd like to save my remaining time for rebuttal if I could.
Sure, that's fine. Ms. Cantor.
Your Honors, may it please the Court, Nancy Cantor on behalf of the Attorney General. The government's position today is that the Board's decision is supported by substantial evidence. Petitioner has failed to demonstrate that the January 2001 incident is tethered to any protected ground. Moreover, Petitioner has failed to demonstrate that there is a clear probability that Petitioner will be harmed if removed to Belize or that the government of Belize is unable or unwilling to protect her. If the Court has any specific questions, I'd be happy to address them at the time. Otherwise, government's happy to rest on the briefs submitted.
Well, as far as the social group, isn't that what they're focused on here? The fact that the Chinese business owners are a social group, is that the nexus as far as looking for asylum?
Well, Your Honor, the Board assumed without deciding that it was a proper social group. I'm saying there's no nexus. There's nothing to demonstrate that the 2001 incident, that Petitioner and her husband's store were targeted because of their membership in a social group.
When the argument is that it's circumstantial case based on the background evidence, even though they don't have anything specific from the mouths of the shooter and the robbers, which, you know, sometimes you have and sometimes you don't. So I think it's an argument from inferences drawn from the background evidence.
Well, Your Honor, if you're going to, in this case, you cannot draw those inferences. Petitioner has failed to demonstrate past persecution because there is no credible evidence that she and her husband were targeted. Thus, there's no presumption of future harm. In this case, you have record evidence that there is general anti-Asian, anti-Central American antipathy in the country of Belize. However, that certainly doesn't compel the conclusion that petitioner would be targeted if she is removed to Belize. Moreover, the agency specifically concluded that even if you look at that circumstantial evidence, there's no evidence that the government of Belize is unable or unwilling to control these individuals. In this specific instance, the police did arrest the individuals who attacked petitioner and her husband's store, and they did prosecute them, even if it didn't result in arrest. They're simply, even if we were to assume that they could be harmed, which government does not concede, there is no evidence that Belize, the government of Belize, is unable or unwilling to protect her, and that's the crux of the board's decision with regards to future harm.
What about her husband, as far as, what's his status?
I don't believe her husband's in status. I don't believe her husband is in status. The I-589 indicates that her husband was not in proceedings, and I don't know what his status is right now. She has her husband, a son who was born in Belize, and I believe two U.S. citizen children, but I don't know the status of either. I would assume that both the husband and the Belize-born child are out of status currently in the United States, but they were not joined on her asylum application.
She goes back and he doesn't? Is that sort of the way this would work out?
He could go back.
Well, I'm just looking in the, I'm just curious. This is, normally this would be a combined
right
situation, unless there's some clear distinction. They are different nationalities, right?
They are different nationalities, and her social group was her main social group as the wife of a Mayan Chinese business owner. One would think that he would have a stronger case. I don't know why he wasn't put in proceedings. I don't know why he wasn't the main applicant and she wasn't a writer. That was what I would think would be the case, too. But looking at the I-589, she was put in proceedings. He was not in proceedings at the time. I don't know, Your Honor.
But that, I don't even know if that's a consideration, that she goes back, and I don't know how old the children are. Do you?
I don't know, Your Honor.
I
could do the math based on the I-589, but the older one is, I mean, he would probably be a teenager by now. The other ones were born in the United States, so they would be,
right. Might be a teenager. The others might be single digit.
Potentially.
Or thereabout.
Right, Your Honor.
So that's, I just ask that. That's sort of an interesting situation here. Sort
right.
of like we've got an incomplete thing to look at, but they're not. That's not the issue I recognize.
Right. Well, I wondered that myself, Your Honor, but my office.
Take them as you get them.
How DHS prosecute cases is up to DHS. I don't have any control or authority or oversight over that. So I simply don't know. I just know that I had wondered the same thing, looked at the I-589, and that didn't seem to answer any questions for me.
It's more common that a family that overstays would be dealt with as a family unit.
Yes, at least in my experience, that's what I've seen.
I have something on another subject. The country reports and the consular reports that refer to, they do support the concept of this antipathy toward Asians and Mayans as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do the reports say about the role of the government in dealing with that antipathy, whether the government stands on the sidelines while it develops into violence, or what do you say about that?
I don't believe the reports mention anything on that point. They just say there's general harassment, discrimination, a lot of generalized crime, you know, wholly apart from, I guess, the social group we're focused on. But it doesn't say anything about government. I think it's silent on that point, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you.
Unless the court has any further questions, I'm happy to rest on the briefs and the arguments submitted today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Bratton, you have 2 minutes in rebuttal.
Thank you. I just have a couple of brief points. I don't think in this case there was any evidence that either of the individuals involved in the attacks were prosecuted. One was arrested and then apparently released, and nothing further happened with the case. So I'd submit that the record doesn't support that the individuals were prosecuted in this particular situation. As I stated previously, it's our position that there is a nexus to a protected ground in this case. In this particular situation, we're relying on the background evidence as well as the testimony of Ms. Chalk, and she had spoken to her mother, who indicated to her that these problems with Chinese business owners have continued in the country, and I would submit that the evidence and the articles that were submitted do show that that does happen. As far as the country report, it doesn't specifically say what the police or the authorities have done to stop the anti-Asian, anti-Mayan antipathy within the country. We cited to the portion of the report showing that there are inadequate resources in the country, and I think the background articles do show that they have been unable to control those individuals who are involved in harming Chinese business owners or the family members of Chinese business owners. So I submit that substantial evidence does not support the decision of the Board of Immigration Appeals. I would ask that the decision be vacated and the case remanded.
All right. Thank you very much. Our thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.